Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Two major rulings regarding medical mutilation. We're going to be talking about them on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, recently in an 8-1 decision, the Texas Supreme Court upheld the state's new law that protects children from these harmful puberty blockers, hormones, and medical mutilating surgeries. And it's so refreshing, Matt, to see a court actually rule against this horrendous, ludicrous gender ideology and protect children and let them be children.
Yeah, the court determined that the law did not violate the state's constitution and allowed Texas to remain one of 25 states that restrict parents from accessing and doctors from prescribing experimental and often irreversible gender procedures for children. The Texas Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Huddle, who authored the majority opinion, emphasized that children with gender confusion deserve support and appropriate treatment, but noted the types of treatment for this condition are hotly debated throughout the world. Mm-hmm. The law's challengers in this case are several parents seeking these procedures for their children, as well as doctors seeking them for their minor patients. Justice Huddle stated the court only evaluated the case from a distinctly legal perspective on whether fit parents have a right under the law to access these novel medical procedures for their children and whether doctors have the right to administer them. And the Justice Huddle said that fit parents have a right to raise their children without government interference, but noted the right is not absolute to demand illegal procedures.
Well, you know, Matt, I've never walked in those shoes, but it's truly astounding to me that a parent would actually go through these steps to have their child take these puberty blockers, hormones, and even go to the extent of cutting off healthy body parts. But I think this justice is really good in saying, we're not taking away your parental rights, your authority, but this is crossing the line.
Yeah, well, at least 25 states now have passed similar legislation protecting children. The other states include, and I'll give a list of them, but it's quite significant. And we, by the way, have a list of all of these on our website, lc.org/helpkids. Mm-hmm. So these include Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
You know, and it's just astounding to me that we're at the place where we have to pass laws and go to court over this subject of whether we destroy our children for the rest of their lives and go down this gender ideology road. But unfortunately, we are here now, and kudos to these states that are passing legislation to protect them.
Yeah, so it's a great decision from the Texas Supreme Court. They tried to challenge this under Texas law in the Texas Constitution. They got slammed 8-1. Mm-hmm. Great decision. In September 2023, the federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 to uphold similar laws protecting minors in Kentucky and Tennessee. And last August, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Alabama can fully enforce its 2022 Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act, which also makes it a felony to provide any of these procedures to a minor.
That's the same court that ruled in favor of us for our Christian counseling cases, right? The 11th Circuit?
That's right, yeah. So it's the same Court of Appeals for sure. Mm-hmm. They ruled twice in favor of us, making it the first decision in the country to strike down these counseling bans.
Yeah,
affirming their gender confusion, pushing them into the medical mutilation.
Right,
just the opposite of what these laws are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big issue that's happening around the country. But also, of course, you know, the Biden administration, and as lawless
They're
as
not
it
giving
has
up,
been,
yeah.
trying to weaponize the federal government against individuals. Well, you know, they are trying to push the Health and Human Services rule to force this issue on the states. But,
and they want taxpayers to pay for it.
Yeah, and this is under, you know, Xavier Becerra, who mm-hmm. was the attorney general in California, and he's the one who brought the bogus, politically charged indictments against Sandra Merritt and David Leiden, and we're continuing to defend Sandra in the criminal charges from the aftermath of Becerra, and before him, his predecessor, Kamala Harris. Mm. So now he's been tapped and has been at the very beginning by the Biden administration, Joe Biden, because of his very radical pro-abortion ideology. But that has now issued, there's an injunction against this HHS rule. Federal judge in Mississippi has ordered a nationwide injunction blocking a new Biden administration rule from forcing states to use taxpayer dollars to pay for harmful puberty blockers, hormones, and mutilating surgeries. So 15 states had sued the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, alleging that the new final rule would require state health care plans to pay for unproven and costly procedures that can harm and mutilate a person. According to the ruling, the judge agreed that the HHS was attempting to form a regime of health regulators committed to gender ideology over medical reality, and applied the injunction to all of the states. This is a great ruling.
It sure is. And then separate from this ruling, the HHS new rule that also operates as if the definition of sex includes gender identity, 15 states allege that the rule would have empowered those with gender confusion to decry sex discrimination for being denied insurance coverage for so-called gender transition procedures. The states claimed the rule would force state health care plans, under a threat of losing billions of dollars in federal funding, to pay for these interventions that cause irreversible harms on these gender-confused children.
Yeah, the ruling here in this case marks now the fourth federal court in the last several weeks to strike down the final rules from the Biden administration. In May 2024, the U.S. Department of Education modified its Title IX final rule by redefining the word sex to include gender identity into sex-based discrimination protections. So we have a number of lawsuits that are happening from a number of states, and thank goodness for these attorney generals that are bringing these lawsuits
against this
lawless Biden administration that is using HHS rules and using Title IX rules to try to push this gender ideology on schools, on hospitals, on insurance companies, on private individuals and employees and employers.
All right. I mean, when have you ever seen a president push, and I use the word president loosely, push, you know, Transgender Visibility Day and things like that?
On Easter Sunday.
Yes. I mean, talk about blasphemy there. But you just see their agenda. They're pushing this so hard, number one, to mutilate children, and they're making a lot of money off of this.
Well, this is, you know, two good developments. Obviously, the Texas Supreme Court ruling that allows the Texas law to protect children to go into effect. That now is one of 25 states that have passed similar laws. So half of the states in the nation, and you can basically judge which half. It's the red states versus the blue states.
Absolutely.
You know, politics does matter. Voting matters.
Elections matter.
Elections
have
matter.
Consequences.
Yeah. And you know, you really have this as a red state versus blue state distinction. That's why you have 25 states.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be.
No.
It should cross political ideology. This is not a political ping pong. But unfortunately, there is a party that has been captured by the abortion and LGBTQ gender ideology that is very radical. And it provides very little room in those situations for anybody with a dissenting view.
Right. I mean, this agenda, this administration hates our country, hates the church, and hates children, but they want to make money off of this on the other hand.
Well, it's an awful situation. You know, when you look at Joe Biden, he says he was going to be the president of all people. And in fact, you know, when you start pushing this kind of stuff on people, abortion, LGBTQ, and you just put it in their face and push it, And you constantly get knocked down by the courts. Thankfully, right. we do have the court system. It's no wonder why Joe Biden doesn't like our court system. And it's no wonder why he wants to put the United States under the World Health Organization so that we wouldn't be governed by our federal constitution and our U.S. courts, but be governed by some United Nations charter. And we'd have to take up our grievances, not in the United States, but some foreign nation that's hostile to us. The good thing is that these fights are continuing. We are winning these battles. It can be tiring to have all these battles happen. But the good news is you never give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Mm. You know, our history at Liberty Counsel is that God, with him, all things are possible. And you never, ever give up. So join us in this fight to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and God's design for family and marriage. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.